Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, April 16th, 2026. The main chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union announced Wednesday that they are suing federal agents involved in the January immigration fear campaign in Maine, dubbed Operation Catch of the Day. In their announcement, the Maine ACLU included the story of Juan Sebastian Carvajal Munoz. Quote, on January 22nd, while driving to work, Juan Sebastian Carvajal Munoz was abruptly blocked by an unmarked SUV and violently abducted by federal agents. Even though Mr. Carvajal Munoz complied and posed no threat, agents smashed his car window, dragged him out at taser point, handcuffed him, and placed him in the SUV. They left his car running in the street, door open, keys and bag inside, and his phone lying on the pavement. Agents targeted Carvajal Munoz based on his race or ethnicity and had no legal basis for the stop and arrest. They refused to examine documents proving his legal status. Over the next 16 hours, agents placed Mr. Carvajal Munoz in shackles and moved him between various unmarked vehicles and locations in Maine and Massachusetts, alongside other detainees, all of whom were people of color. Agents refused to release Mr. Carvajal Munoz even after they'd been instructed to do so. Instead, they locked him in a windowless cell in a Massachusetts Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE facility. Then, as suddenly as he had been detained, Mr. Carvajal Munoz was released in Massachusetts after 9 p.m. that night and forced to find his own way home. Mr. Carvajal Munoz is an engineer living and working in Portland on a valid work visa. He earned his degree at the University of Maine and hopes to continue building a life here. Our lawsuit asserts that federal agents violated Mr. Carvajal Munoz's Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights by racially profiling and stopping him with no reasonable suspicion of wrongdoing, unlawfully arresting him, using excessive force, and unjustifiably prolonging his detention. This case could reestablish a crucial legal avenue for people to hold federal officials accountable for civil rights violations under state law. The U.S. Supreme Court has made it incredibly difficult to hold federal officials accountable for violating people's rights, but the Maine Civil Rights Act allows people to bring claims against any government official who violates their constitutional rights, whether local, state, or federal. When the Department of Homeland Security announced Operation Catch of the Day, we watched in horror as federal agents terrorized our families, friends, neighbors, colleagues, and communities. Mr. Carvajal Munoz's story is not an isolated incident, and immigration officers continue to operate in Maine. But we're sending a clear message. Simply being a federal agent is not a license to violate Maine people's constitutional rights. End quote. That's signed in solidarity, Carol Garvin, legal director of the ACLU of Maine. You can get more information at aclumaine.org. Up next, we have an update this morning on what's happening with the land in Belfast that was saved from industrialization from Pete Nichols, executive director of Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper.
In the fall of 2025, Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper purchased the 54-acre former site of the proposed Nordic Aquafarms facility in Belfast to prevent any further industrial development on the site and along the Little River. Our plans for the site are to create the Penobscot Bay Rewilding Center, a space where Penobscot Bay residents and visitors can experience nature, convene for community events, and learn about rewilding and restoration. This spring, we will begin rewilding the landscape around the center. Our vision is to eventually have a parcel that is fully landscaped with plants native to Maine, that serves as a hub for biodiversity, but also acts as a free outdoor classroom for everyone to learn about landscaping with native plants. This is a big undertaking and it will take time, but is a great opportunity for the community to engage in a fun and inspiring project. We are starting with three small areas around the Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper office this spring that will be hummingbird gardens. We'll have 2 work days to prepare the beds for planting, Saturday, April 18th from 9 a.m. to noon, and Friday, April 24th from 9 a.m. to noon. If you'd like to volunteer, please register for one or both of those days on our events page at www.penbaywaterkeeper.org, or show up with your gloves, appropriate clothing, and your favorite tools for a morning of fun and rewarding work. Come for the full time or as long as you're willing and able to help. Thank you.
That was Pete Nichols from Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper. Their website is penbaywaterkeeper.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.